I have mixed feelings about global warming. Hey everyone, Tom Harrison here. Welcome to the Walk Your Why podcast. And if you know me, you're probably wondering, what? Tom Harrison has mixed feelings about global warming? Please don't tell me he's becoming a denier. No, 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 not at all. I am absolutely clear and certain that global warming is real and getting ever more real by the moment, unfortunately. But you also know I love to play with words and meanings. And I don't know, I'm a little sad when I think about it, that we use the term global warming, even though it's accurate, right? A lot of people just like to use the word climate change. And the truth is, climate change is just a symptom of global warming, right? It doesn't explain the underlying cause of it, right? Global warming is a cause of climate change. And it can get really confusing. And so it's helpful to remind ourselves that it's global warming is the issue. And of course that comes from the carbon in the atmosphere and carbon equivalents like methane and other greenhouse gases that are causing the problem, creating this problem. But the issue I have with the phrase global warming is that I'd like to think of global warming as a wonderful warming of relationships around the globe, right? That global connections are getting stronger and stronger. I'm not speaking technically, but personally, right? That people are connecting more. People are connecting in a warm and inviting and welcoming way. Oh, we so need that, right? And so it's just kind of unfortunate that if we're talking about the warming of global relations, for example, right, that'd be a perfectly legit and useful phrase to use. Let's work on warming our global relations, our global relationships. That's beautiful. But it's kind of mucked up when we got global warming as a not so warm and fuzzy thing, right? I mean, global cooling, for example, in a sense is what we need, right? We need to reduce the global warming. So it could be said we could use some global cooling to bring us back into balance, which is going to happen, of course, by drawing down the carbon. By the way, if you haven't seen it yet, please check out drawdown.org, drawdown, drawdown.org. Project Drawdown, masterminded by Paul Hawken. It's amazing. The book, the project, the movement, it's fantastic. It's all about reversing global warming. And it's working, and it's being adopted globally. Ah, that's the kind of global warming I like. So, I don't know, maybe you can help me with this. Because I'm probably not going to change the scientific lexicon, you know, the wording out there of global warming. And in some ways, I think it's important because it's more accurate than just talking about climate change. And yet, I'd like to see us also not just talking about, right? Just like with global warming. We were talking about it for years, for decades. Amazing how just talking about stuff doesn't change the situation, right? We kept talking about global warming and the climate kept changing. We got to act, right? We got to act on it. Likewise, with the kind of global warming I'm speaking about in terms of relations, good thing, we can't just talk about it. We need to act on it. Now, the beautiful thing is, it'll involve a lot of talking. Because in order to warm our relationships, good thing, we need warm, welcoming, inviting conversations. So maybe we can say it like this. Let's reverse global warming so that, in part, we can warm global relationships. Because one thing for sure, the further we go down the road with global warming, the more challenging it will be to have warm relationships, because so many people are being impacted. And yet, this is an opportunity. Right now, this is an opportunity, global warming, to come together to help one another. Hopefully before the devastation occurs. And by the way, I'm recording this now from Northern California, where I am literally surrounded by forest fires. It's a moment in time when the smoke has dissipated significantly because of a wind shift, but it'll be back soon because the fires are still raging. I, along with many, many others, strongly believe there's a connection to global warming. And even though we can't necessarily pinpoint every episode, what we know is that these trends are increasing. And the predictions about global warming and its impacts on climate are not only coming true and have been for years, but they're coming true much more quickly than had been projected. So I really hope and trust you're on the bandwagon of global warming, that you believe and that you're committed to making a difference, that you're taking a stand. Hey, you guys, by the way, this is an awesome opportunity to walk your why, to be on purpose. Especially those of you out there who aren't clear yet on your purpose, hook on to this purpose for now. And the truth is, I'm pretty darn sure that whatever your purpose is, it's going to be helpful to the overall effort. And if you check out Project Drawdown, if you check out drawdown.org, I can almost guarantee you will find something in there. It speaks to 100 solutions, and I'm hesitating because they may have increased it now. They've been updating it. But when they put it out, there were 80 solutions that were already in play, already being engaged in by various people in the world, already active, and there were 20. There were up and coming, emerging technologies and such. But there's some amazing stuff there. I promise you, it'll be surprising. And there will be something there that will resonate with you. If not, let me know. I'd be really, really surprised if one of the solutions addressed, if not more, do not resonate with you to the core and help, perhaps, to even stir a purpose in you that was latent, that you didn't realize, but gets you fired up. Hey, even though I'm surrounded by fire that I hope will dissipate very soon, I can still be fired up about being on purpose. And I hope you are too. Please check it out, drawdown.org. And if you would, I'd love for you to meditate on this idea I put forward, that we work together to reverse global warming and warm global relations. Hey, and if you have a better way of phrasing that, I'd love to hear it. Take care. Light yourself on fire figurative speech, in terms of your passion, your purpose. I look forward to seeing you along the path of warming global relations as we together reverse global warming. Happy trails. Walk your why.